Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Daily Twitter poll for today. We were all screwed up at the porch tour. Not necessarily, we weren't drinking or anything. We were just, our timing was messed up. We were doing an afternoon show, all that kind of stuff. So we didn't do a porch tour, or we did not do a Twitter poll over the weekend, but we had, so we don't have results, but we have a daily Twitter poll for today. On Sunday, and you can vote at Fan Morning Show every single day. On Sunday, when he was making his charge in the British Open, what were your feelings on Tiger Woods. Rooting for him, rooting against him, or don't care about golf? 68% of the respondents so far say was rooting for him. 11% say rooting against him. 21% say, I don't care about golf. So be sure to vote. Vote every chance that you get at Fan Morning Show. So there's that. Did you happen to catch this Jimmy G story, Jim? Jimmy Garoppolo.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Kiara Mia, is that her name?
I guess.
Uh-huh. So this porn star, she's one to kiss and tell, the Boston Herald says, when it comes to Patriots quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo. They were spotted on a date last week. She's 41. I think Jimmy G's like 26. So she told TMZ, what I will say is this. Jimmy and I had an amazing dinner, and he treated me with so much respect and class. And honestly, we're friends. So you think it's headed down like the friend zone stuff, right?
Yeah.
So she said, after that, he's sexy as expletive.
Really?
And then they were asked, she was asked, what was your dinner like or whatever? And she said, I had my favorite dessert. Now, is this, did she have like
do we have
carrot
to go back?
Cake or is this a double entendre? I mean, where are we with this?
I don't know.
But it gets all the way back to this.
Maybe she had an eggplant.
Jim, oh my God. Look at you, Colony, up on your emoji game. I love it. Wow. Okay, so it gets back to the fundamental question, though, with Kiara Mia, I guess, is that her name? In the pictures of her—
I'm sure that's her birth name.
You think it's on her birth certificate?
Oh, absolutely.
Could you, let's say you were Jimmy G, this is just the question, could you date a porn star? Take yourself back to, and put yourself in Jimmy G's shoes, right? You're 26 years old. You're the toast of the town. San Francisco's kind of a liberal city, right? So he's out there. But could you find it within yourself to, could you make her your lady? And I'm talking about, like, go out to dinners, go out to, you know, shows, go out. And I'm not just talking about a fling. Could you make her your regular, a porn star? I don't know if I could do it. You?
Well, there's a bunch of phrases that we could use here.
But I'll
just keep it at like, could you imagine if you know you're feeling romantic and you actually try to make a move and she says, "No, I'm sorry, I'm too tired," and she wouldn't be lying,
right? Because
she'd be too tired.
Work got to her. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I could not. I don't.
What
think I, could
I mean, if she laid it out and spelled it out and was like, "Listen, this is just my job. There's no feelings involved. It's just my job. It's just what I do for work. And then I come home, and from an affection standpoint, Jimmy G, you're my guy, man. I mean, that other stuff is just Producer Matt shaking his head yes. Like, oh, this would be no problem at all. Look at what she looks like.
Get him
I'm
in trouble.
Shaking it no.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He was vigorously shaking his head in there.
No, he's eating a banana.
Well, another double
not sure
entendre.
What that means.
Here we go. I could. You know what? It depends what your situation was with, like, your family and your religion and stuff like that, too, I think. It depends how much heat you would get from others that were close to you. Like, I don't know Jimmy G's situation.
No idea.
Yeah. Like, I'm... I don't struggle with this, but I'm looking at this. I'm glad I'm not in this predicament. But you would think, like, if you go down that road, that's always going to be what people think. Like, oh, I know what you're in it for. I mean, there's just no way around it. That's what people are going to think. Like, hey, yeah, I know why you're dating her. Like, how can you really have affection with a porn star?
Quite honestly, more of it. If you're 26 years old and you're really serious about settling down at some point, you don't want some you don't want some woman who's 15 years older.
Yeah, Tabata didn't teach anybody anything, right?
What about Tony Alvarez? Remember, we talked about him.
Yes.
There was a woman that was a lot older than he was.
Three different Miss Worlds that he's dated, right?
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. It almost feel like a jokey date. Do you see the pictures of this lady?
Yes, I did see that.
She's put together.
Oh, yeah.
But she looks 41. She even looks older than 41,
yeah,
to be honest with you. And Jimmy G is a good-looking dude. He's got everything. He's got all the money. I guess the point for me is Jimmy G, albeit this woman is a porn star, Jimmy G could do a lot better than this girl. Like, a lot better in the looks department, the money department, and all the departments.
After a few weeks, he can.
Well, it depends if they win or not.
No, I'm just saying, no, but, yeah, but I don't know.
If they start 0-4, I don't know.
Well, then it'd be her fault.
Perhaps. I don't know if I could bring myself to do it. I don't. You say flat. Producer Matt says flat out no, and you're on the fence here,
Jim. No, I wouldn't be able to measure up.
My God, Jim is all over it today. All right, we get back to Pirates top of the hour before Jim gets us in trouble. You're on fire today, Jim. It must have been a big weekend for you. You got smiles on your face.
It's huge.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.